Masechet Holin Perek He Mishnah Dalid. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about 4 days during the year where people buy animals and slaughter them right away. These were days that were holidays. People had feasts, people that needed a lot of meat. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about other laws when it comes to this. We mentioned it in the previous Mishnah, just in terms of Oto Ve'ed Beno. Here we'll mention it in terms of another halachic matter. Mishnah says, Be'arba'a perakim elu, on these 4 occasions, these 4 days, where the seller sells an animal and the buyer wants it butchered immediately on that day, mashaitin et ha-tabach be'al korho, we force the butcher to slaughter the animal against his will. In other words, afilu shor shave 1,000 dinarim, ve'en lo lalokeach, Ela dinar, even if the animal is worth 1,000 dinarin and the buyer only owns a portion of that animal worth 1 dinar, he owns a little tiny portion of it, kofino to lishchot, we force the butcher to slaughter the animal, even though the butcher is going to be left over with a lot of meat, of leftover meat, the buyer could force the slaughterer to shecht the animal. The buyer has acquired a portion of the animal, and therefore he could push the butcher to slaughter the animal so he could eat whatever he wants, even though the buyer only paid for his portion and didn't do an act of a kinyan, he didn't do a meshicha, he didn't do an act to acquire it. Hachamim say that on these 4 occasions, it's enough for him to pay, that's all he needs to acquire it, he doesn't have to do anything else. On a deoraita level, payment does count as a kinyan. It's the rabbis who said, we don't want to allow payment alone to work. We want him to have to do an action in order to really acquire it. We say that the Rabbanan requirement is waived on these days. The reason for Hachamim is that on these days, there was a great demand for animals, for people to do shechita on. They wanted to have meat by their parties, on their meals. So therefore, every buyer wants the payment alone to complete the sale so that the seller would not back out. So therefore, Hachamim said on these 4 days, it's enough for payment to acquire the animal, and therefore he could force the butcher to slaughter the animal. Lefichach, imet, therefore, like we said, since he owns it, he owns his portion. If the animal dies before being slaughtered and it becomes a nevela, met lalokeach, it dies for the buyer. The buyer also suffers the portion on whatever he had. He can't make the owner of the animal or the previous owner of the animal now, the seller, give him back his money because he owned it at that point in time. The rest of the year, it's not like that. If somebody buys an animal or even a portion of an animal on the day that no one is slaughtering, not one of these 4 days that we mentioned, he cannot force the butcher to slaughter the animal for him. And most of those days of the year, the regular law applies. A buyer does not acquire something with payment. He has to actually do a kinyan to it. So since the buyer has to do a kinyan, he doesn't really own part of the animal until that kinyan is done. So he can't pressure the buyer. He can't force the owner to slaughter it for him. Lefichach, he met. So in that case, since he didn't really own part of the animal, if it died before the shechita and it became a nevela, met la mocher, it dies for the seller. The seller is the one who has to suffer the loss over here, and he has to refund the buyer's money because the buyer never really acquired it in any way, and therefore the loss falls on the seller.